You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Rob.
My name is Paul.
Just kidding.
Anyways, it is episode number 579. Thank you guys again for hanging out with us again. Appreciate it so very much.
Yes, definitely do appreciate it. Also appreciate the support from our sponsors who have made this podcast continue on. Thanks to our friends at videoblocks.com, which is an affordable subscription-based stock media site that gives you unlimited access to premium stock footage. And right now they have a new library. It's all about deep space.
Cool stuff.
It's all about really cool stuff. Yeah, you should check it out. And if you're a listener of Ask Drone You, which you are because you're listening to this, you can access it for free for 7 days if you go to videoblocks.com/drone you. Also, special thanks to our friends at Charkey, who have made a lamb jerky with the only alternative to a traditional preservative style method of making jerky. They use the Peruvian style. It's a traditional way that's an alternative to using chemicals and nitrates as preservatives. You've got to try it because it tastes great and simply it's better than beef. So check it out today. Go to charkey.love or find it on Amazon. Just search for Charkey. There are three special flavors for your taste buds and your choice, whatever you like. Anyway, welcome to the show, guys. Very excited. Today, you probably won't hear me talking very much.
Oh, I don't think that's going to happen. No, you always have good input, obviously, no matter what the question is, but we're going to jump into the question. It's, I guess it's sort of an accounting question, a business operations question.
Amortization question.
Potentially, but maybe not. Anyways, let's listen to the question.
Either way, it's a business question.
What's up, Drone You? This is Joshua Baker from the Houston area. I have a question for Rob today. At which price point should we invest in new technology? Should we wait until we have enough capital on hand? Or is it okay to establish a time period that that investment would be able to pay for itself? The main thing I'm looking into are multispectral, hyperspectral, and even LiDAR sensors. And also, play one of my questions. I want to get that free Drone You membership.
Certainly doesn't hurt to ask, right? I can appreciate that very much. You know, I want to go a little different direction with this, Paul. Because
really?
I don't think this is, well, clearly it's not strictly a numbers question.
That Why
said,
not?
Well, because it's a much deeper analysis.
Well, because
than,
I said so, boy.
Yeah, like I'm talking to a child, right? One of my kids. Because I said so. Just do what I say. No, because there's a deeper analysis to a question like this. Clearly, it's a good idea to sort of amortize the cost of your equipment so that when you do need to upgrade, you're ready to do that. I think the question that's being asked here, though, is when is it the right time to upgrade? So, for example, you could be saving your money via amortization or however you want to look at it for a year, 2 years. All of a sudden, you've got this big pile of money ready to buy new equipment, but maybe what's just come out doesn't really do that much for you. So, you're not going to spend the money on that. So, it's just a deeper question than how do I go about saving the money and when do I spend that money? For another example, you could have $1 million in the bank. That doesn't mean you should go buy the latest camera or the latest sensors. Maybe it's not going to give you what you need.
It may feel good, but it's probably not the right thing.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a couple things that I want you to think about when you're going to be contemplating this question. What kind of margins are we talking about with this new technology? Is it going to give you access to an industry that you know is burgeoning, that you know holds
Can I answer
great
those questions?
Promise?
Can I answer those just really quick?
Sure.
Yes, yes. All right, keep going.
Okay. You don't even know what the industry is. Do you have the right connections to take advantage of that industry that you want to buy this equipment to get into? Is it going to help you get new clients that maybe you didn't have access to before that you know if you just have this type of equipment, this grouping of equipment, you've built some relationships. If you have this equipment, you spend the 10 grand, 5 grand, whatever it is, you know that they're going to have some business waiting for you. Or is going to help you enhance the services that you're able to give existing clients. They've been asking for you to do what X company has been able to do. And you're actually a little concerned that if you're not able to do this in the near future, and these are good clients, they might, even though they like you, have to go somewhere else. Is it going to make your processes more efficient? Are you going to be able to increase your profit margins because you're using new technology and you're more efficient in doing so? What is your competitor doing? Your competitors, are they using this technology already? Are they ahead of you because you're not using it and therefore you better buy it just to keep up, which we kind of alluded to previously? I think these are more of the types of questions that you've got to ask when it comes to whether or not you're going to spend the money on that new technology.
I don't want to interrupt you, man, because I just love what I'm hearing. There's like, you are the business whiz.
Well, gosh, I don't know about that, but there's just a lot to think about when it comes to these kinds of questions, because you're right. It's so exciting and fun to go buy the newest and the latest and the greatest, and it very well may be the right thing to do. It's just a matter of figuring out, is it really the right thing to do? Is it really going to enhance my business in a substantial way, particularly when we're talking about the kind of money that he's talking about with these kinds of cameras and these kinds of sensors? It's a lot of money. So save the money, or even if you have the money, make sure the market's there. Make sure it's going to give you the leg up that you want it to give you before you go and spend all that money. Otherwise, maybe you spend that money on marketing to use the current equipment you already have. Maybe you spend it on bringing on somebody to help you and sort of begin the scaling process of making your business more a situation where you're managing other people that are doing work on your behalf, and now your profit margin is spread wider to more people doing the work for your business. There are going to be a lot of different ways that you can use that money. So dig deep, evaluate deeply, and then make that decision. And frankly, that's what I love about business, is that every scenario offers you that opportunity to dig into the data. And generally, the data is going to tell you what the answer is.
One thing I've had to learn, Rob, is that the data is king. Not your emotion, not what you think is right. The data is king. All decisions should be made from data.
Absolutely.
Hiring people, firing people, scaling, advertising working or not. If the data is the only thing that should drive your business.
And that said, there is always going to be an element of the gut call, right? The data is going to tell you something, and it may or may not be very, very definitive. You might do the research that we're talking about, and you see this potential opportunity, and it seems very real, but there's still some risk involved. So at that point, you've got to just make a gut call, but it's not a blind gut call. It's a gut call substantiated by data, by an understanding of what the whole scenario looks like.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm excited for you, Joshua, that you're even thinking in these terms, that you've got potential opportunities out there. You must, if you're asking these kinds of questions. And we look forward to hearing from you kind of how things are progressing for you. That's pretty cool.
Definitely want to hear how you're progressing and want to hear how you guys are doing in the community. If you have a business question, as you can tell, I didn't say very much because I don't need to. Rob is really the master. But if you have a business question, bring it on. Go to askdroneu.com and upload that question so we can get to it. But anyway, guys, that is going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
And this is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.